up here.
Best pastor team.
Yes. Give it up for Ryan and Jackie. There it is. That's right. So at this point, I am going to do what we do once a year, and I always love it because it's really awkward because these two get to stand up while I talk. So it's always fun. So watch them. Look at them. They'll do different modeling techniques and things like that. Yes. By the way, I want to say one thing, and this is totally selfish and biased, but the Christmas drive, I know we still have a few things left. Please grab those. But I just do want to give praise to my wife for just a moment because she puts all of that together. And it took like 15 to 20 hours for her to do that. Like all the stuff she puts together, she contacts all those families. We don't get those families. She actually goes and finds those families, people that she is she knows over the year that are in need. And so I think that's really cool. And so I just wanted to put that out. She's not here, but if you see her, thank her for all the work she puts in. And I know Karen Leachman does a ton of hard work with that as well. And usually, most years, my kids help with that, but not this year. So please don't thank them. Please do not say anything. Yes. Yeah. Normally, no shame at the journey, but a little bit, a little bit. Yeah, that's right. So we are up here because once a year, we do what we call kind of our participation in budget talk. For years, we would get up here and talk through it, and Jackie would take a piece, Ryan would take a piece, I would take a piece, and then they said, we don't like doing that, and they said, you do it. So here I am, I'm doing it, but they're going to be up here with me, but everything we're going to talk about today is stuff over the last few months we've been going over and been thinking through what we want to do. Once a year, we just kind of come to you in one of our series in our services, and we explain where we're at as a church and kind of our hopes for next year. And we also just want to throw out our budget for 2019. We do this at the end of the year, so you can start to think about next year. Like what is going to be some needs we have for next year, and how could you help with that? If you're a guest with us, like first or second or third time kind of thing, and you just happen to stumble in here on this one day a year we do this, it might be a good thing for you. You get to really see the inner workings of what we're about, which I think is cool. This is only about 10 minutes of our service, but we're super excited for 2019, and so we just love to share that with anybody. And if you're a guest and you're just not that interested, there is coffee and donuts out there. Feel free. That's no problem. There is a handout that you can grab. It looks just like this. It is on the floor right in front of you, so you can do a little, like we say, a little bit of exercises, and grab one of those because we're going to go through that in just a little bit. First, though, at the beginning, I just kind of want to let you know some of the things that are happening at the Journey. Some of these you know about, some of these you may not know about. We are right now that Dive has saved 250,000 pounds of food through 2018. That's ridiculous. So give it up for Dive. I would love to know if you have ever helped with Dive in some way. Would you stand up so we can just see who has helped with Dive? Seriously, stand up if you've helped with Dive. Stand up. I want to show how many people have helped. Look at all these people. Yes. Thank you very much. Ken, there it is. I just want you to see that there are a lot of people helping. This is something you can do if you would like to, because we would like to expand Dive and keep expanding it and save more food. That's a lot of food. We'd like to get to 1,000,000 pounds as fast as we could because that helps more people. Obviously, we continue our partnership with the food bank. That's something you can help with. Sevens, as Jackie just explained. This year, we also provided diapers, formula, clothing, food to people in need. We're already talking about our Christmas drive, 5 families, 146 gifts. There's just a lot of these things we do at the Journey because of you. This isn't Jackie and Ryan and myself that make this stuff happen. You all make this happen. Here at the Journey, we also have a strong kids ministry. Sarah Brown, who is our Fearless Kids Church leader. If you don't know her, get to know her and then tell her that you might volunteer for something, because those seem to go hand in hand. That would be awesome. She needs teachers and helpers and all those kind of things. But we already have a lot of great leaders, teachers, and helpers. And so if you're doing that, we appreciate it. We continue to have 2 services every Sunday just to include more people here in the good things God's doing here with us. We have 4 care minister teams, which is us raising up leaders at the Journey. Anybody is welcome to be a care minister. It is our term for deacons, what you would know as deacons in the Bible. If you don't know either of those terms, come ask us and we'll introduce it to you. We have over 40 care ministers at the Journey. We would have no problem if everybody became a care minister at the Journey. So you can come talk to one of the 3 of us. We lead 3 of the 4 groups. And then we also started open table groups a couple of months ago. Karen Stonecipher has really been amazing with that. Everything good about that has been Karen's doing, and we have 9 groups up and running, and we'll have more hopefully in the future. And if you're not a part of an open table group, I encourage you to become part of one. They are out in the hall. There is just like a little table because we have all the Christmas drive stuff. There's a little table with the groups that are still available. It's just a way to get to know some people. And so these are just some of the things. There's other stuff that we just don't have time to go into. But there's a lot of good stuff that happens at the journey. And so when we talk about things like our budget and where we want to go in 2019, these are the kind of things you're giving to. It helps support this stuff happening. And so we don't ask people to give to things or to people or to spaces particularly. What we ask people to do is give to our values. And so if you don't know our values, together, you belong here, holy, connecting with God, and then compassion, which is serving others. You'll notice down below that is the 4th one, which is sacrificial inclusion, which kind of undergirds those top 3 together, holy and compassion. And that is just about that we sacrifice time, money, energy, things that we can do to sacrifice to include other people in the good things here. And so that undergirds those 3 values. So when you think about financially what we do here, it's really all about those 3 values, together, holy, and compassion. So there's 3 things that we just kind of want to bring forward today. We've been talking a lot about what's this look like for 2019. There's so much good stuff happening. And so we've got 3 ideas that we're just going to kind of consistently talk about throughout the year. The first one is we're just going to ask people to give consistently. What we have found is that regular giving really lowers our stress level of the 3 of us. So if you care about us and you care about our anxiety, it's really nice when we have some consistent giving. You will notice we put up there the first 4 months, we had $17,310 a month. We were all happy, everything's great, our meetings are filled with joy. Then the next 5 months, we brought in about a little under $2,000 a month less. And you notice we only had 55 givers during those next 5 months. And, you know, again, it's just a little bit more stressful trying to think about, you know, what's going on, where are we going. And then the last 2 months, we almost have hit our budget of $17,000 a month. We brought in $16,783 a month. And again, you'll see we had a few more givers. So overall, we've brought in $16,340 a month. Usually we have a pretty good December. We're kind of banking on that, literally and figuratively. And so we are hoping for a good December because we need $17,500 a month in 2019. I'll explain that more in just a second. But you can see we need some consistent giving. The second thing is we're asking people to give cheerfully. We need people who really understand not only that this place matters, but that there's joy in being somebody who gives. We use 2 Corinthians 9, 6-8. It's actually something we've been talking about all through 2018, the 3 of us, and we just decided to bring it to you. It is actually Paul writing to a church about giving financially. And he says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your hearts to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. The journey is not a place where we guilt you about money or really anything. We're not here to make you feel bad about yourself. We actually want to do the opposite. There's really good stuff happening here, and we want to continue that. We actually want to grow that in some really cool ways, but we need your help. We can't do that without you. And so we need people who will cheerfully say, I want to give, and I want to help out. And I have seen this principle of sowing and reaping financially and in doing good things throughout my entire life. I can just tell you for me, for 30 plus years of giving financially to the good things of God, I have found it has reaped so many positive things in my life. And so I just say to you, the journey's a great place to give cheerfully. We want cheerful givers. And then the final thing is not just to give consistently, cheerfully, but we just need more. And we're just kind of were talking about this third one. We're like, yeah, does that sound weird? And we're like, no, because it's actually true. We just need a little bit more, and there's no real way to say that. In November, if you look at those numbers, it's the latest one we have. We brought in $17,068. That just $68 over our budget. That was exciting. We were excited. It's like, good, we brought in our budget for the month. We had 59 givers, just kind of shows you 60 is about that sweet spot to get to 17,000. And so I asked our financial secretary to break down some of these numbers. And she did a few different things, but this was the one that was the most striking to the three of us, and mostly to Jackie. Jackie was like, whoa, that was really interesting, which was, you did say this, yes. The top five givers in November were $7,130. We don't necessarily know who those people are. We just kind of asked, like, okay, can you break this down? And then the next 54 were $9,938. What that is just too top-heavy for a church. Not just the journey, any church to survive long-term. You can't have 42% of your giving coming from such a small pool of people. It's just too heavy of a burden on too few people. And so we just need more givers and more giving. And so we just like you to consider in 2019, if you gave nothing in 2018, maybe just give something. Just be a part of this kind of increase. Maybe you gave $20 a month. Maybe you'd go up to $30 or $40 a month. Or you gave $100 a month. You go to $150. Or maybe you gave $300 a month last year and you'd go to $400. Or whatever it is, you'd look at saying, you know what, as I'm entering 2019, I can do this and I can do this cheerfully. One of the ways that we kind of ask people to think about this is we put a couple of questions out there. How has the journey affected you? Because we talk about being blessed to be a blessing. And so if the journey has affected you, you might also ask who else needs that. That this is a place that we want to not only be something to care for our soul, but something that we can take and give to other people. So our budget is just a little bit increased from last year. You can see it up here. Most of the increased costs here is we put more spending more on stipends. As well as insurance went up, we are also in the process. We just redid our website and some other things. We're getting all new signs and more signs, and they are actually pretty pricey. So we had to add that into our budget as well. So again, we're looking at $17,500 a month. We just want to do more good in 2019 and beyond, and we need your help. We also have a space for future opportunities. There's been some things we've talked about the last couple years that have kind of passed us by, that if we had the finances to do it, we would have been able to. And so we just kind of want to push for more good and ask you to push along with us. And the piece that we think with our budget that's exciting, we actually think we're kind of primed for good things. We actually thought this for the past like 18 months. We've been seeing some things just in the way the culture of the journey is that's really primed. We have some really great leadership beyond the three of us. I think we do the best we can to be good leaders for this church and be wise leaders. But there's a lot of good leadership permeating the whole church. It's all over the place. And that is a really good sign for good things in the future. We also have just great people and great energy. And so looking at our budget, we have just some things we would ask you to consider. That's where that handout comes in handy, if you make sure you grab that. Just some explanations there. I'm not going to go through all of that specifically, but ask you to take this home and go through it. The one thing I will show you is at the top, the giving that we've had. About 4 years ago in 2015, we brought in around $13,000 a month, a little over $13,000 a month. Then you can see 2016 we went up, 2017 we went up. But in 2018, we've been pretty stagnant. That's why, again, we're hoping for a good December. We actually need $24,260 in December to hit our budget for the year. So if any of you just want to write a quick check, just come. Yeah, no problem. We'd love that. All right, if two of you want to separate that together, that's fine. But anything you can get in December obviously helps. But you'll notice our hope for 2019, $17,500 a month. And we can do more good with our values. We think that means about 62 givers a month. We need about 62 givers a month. So we just need to raise things just a little bit. As you look through this, there's things to consider for 2019. Things like your money matters to God, how you view it, how you handle your money, how generous you are. One of the ways I always say it, and I say this to my own children all the time, Do not just make all your money come back to you. There is this kind of enveloping thing of selfishness that happens. And all three of my children, they've actually figured that principle out, that at some point you've got to give money away. You got to do something with it, because then that generosity starts to permeate all aspects of your life. And I think that's what God wants us to do. 16 of the 38 parables of Jesus, they're about money and they're about being blessed to bless others. And I think it matters a lot. Our goal is that we increase our budget to seize more opportunities. As we said, we really need a good first quarter. We had a good one last year. We need another good one because that has kind of helped us be able to stay above the waterline for most of the year. Your contribution really matters. A word we like to use is this is a family. It's one sort of family. I have other families, but this is one of my families. This is my church family, and I take ownership of this place. And so my wife and I, we give to the journey every single month because this is something that matters to us and we own it. You do as well. You don't just attend here, you own this place. And so as part of the family, we're just asking you to help us out in some ways. And here's some options for you. That's under number four. Things like online banking, a lot of people do that. We also have automatic withdrawal cards. They are here, they're back on the goal tables. You'll notice there's automatic withdrawal cards back there. And then finally, PayPal. A lot of people donate there. We have a donation link at the bottom of our emails. We also have a donation link up on the website. Final couple things. Maybe consider giving every week or month to the journey. That helps with that consistency. And maybe think about making it a sacred practice. This is one of the ways when we talk about blessed to be a blessing, that's a sacred practice for the three of us. It really matters. I know for my wife and I, we started somewhere a long time ago. Like, we actually just chose a percentage. We go, this is the percent we're going to start with giving to the church. And so we just started doing that. And then what we did is every year we just added to that. And we're at the place now where we give more than 10% of our income away and to the journey. And for us, that's a really big deal. But we had to build to that. And a big part of that was making it a sacred practice. And so you'll notice on the back of that sheet, there's a place that says our goal for the journey in 2019. We just give you, if you want to make this a sacred practice, we just encourage you to start with a number. We just put a number out there every year. The number we put out there is 3%. That's just kind of like a fine place. If you wanted to start there, you could. Maybe you did this last year and you started at 3% last year. Maybe this is a year you go to 4%. And you just kind of build along with the pastors as people, again, who take ownership of this place. But we need everyone to help. We actually did some numbers. If everybody gave an extra $10 a month, we would totally have hit our budget for the year. So it's not even that much. We just need help. So if you'll take this home, look over it. I say this with no guilt, but all sincerity. Pray over this. Pray for wisdom. And again, pray for generous spirits. If you have any questions about anything we've talked about here, we are always available. I'm the one talking, like I said, but we've done all of this together. So if you have any questions, you can talk to Jackie or Ryan or myself. We are your three pastors. So thank you for giving us this time. I'm going to turn it over to future Pastor Stella, who is going to come up, and she is going to speak.